order for me ma kwa ba pa de ba the Church of Pentecost awa ejuma di so ejuma di a sorry General Headquarters afa ho ka dani da ye de ebrel ene de nso biem de ye ne chi na osumafo Eric Nyamecha oye Church of Pentecost asori titene ni no ene wo ebe kasa ni a obe jina so ne ye akasa no wato ne din se the Christian's primary goal o Kristo ni ne botae kunini a esine nim ne fa edikan ni tie ye ne
Speak on the Christian's primary goal. When we talk about goal, we are talking about the results or achievements towards which effort is directed. Now, when you direct your efforts, the ultimate, why you are directing the effort, whatever you are doing, the end result is what we call goal. Jesus says, when we are born again, we should be taught. He's building his church. We come to church. We do Bible studies. We worship.
Yes, sorry.
We read the Bible.
You
are expected to do same at home. Now, all these things that we are doing. The end result. So far as you and I are concerned. As Christians,
Sir Christopher,
is to please God.
Sir, ye best so nyamieni.
Mauke wo ye da da.
Ebila wo ye akota be.
A good and a purposeful life.
Abrabo pa e wobutai no.
Is led with the end in view. You start from the end. You know where you are going. So you walk towards the end. The Bible says God knows the end from the beginning. Any good and a purposeful life begins with the end in view. You don't just have to be on this planet Earth. You should know where you are going. You shouldn't just be a Christian. You should know the end result. The Apostle Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 5,
verse 1.
For we know that if the earthly things we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. Read to verse 10.
Every say, ye mu de ye si epini na yen eni jina se ye besha yen fie a epresro no afoaso eno na se ye sha wori hu yen adagemu na ya ye ti ntumadan yimu yi esi epini na esha yen so every say yen pese yen hu epa na mum ye pese ye shefua suo na enkwa amene de owuo eno de ewuo no na de wasiesie yen amasa ade yi ene onyankopon a ode honhom no gaha enso amaye no enti ye yanam da na yenim se yetifie ewo nipedua muyi yentifie ewo erade nchen efri se yenam gidie mu na nye ohunu so na yenam na eye yempe emom se yebedwiri nipedua mu efie akotena efie erade nchen enti so yebo modern se te wofie o ta yefri ho yebeso nani na etwa se ye nyina yekopue Kristo atemu adwanu anim eho na obiara enyade onam ni pedua so eyoye no papo boni o sadie oyeye no amen
amen. Now this is the apostle Paul.
Where ye osma for Paul.
Now he is looking at the end. And
he
is saying that by all means, this earthly thing of ours will be destroyed one day. Now, when it is destroyed, he says we have a home in heaven. And then he concludes by saying that all of us, Shubham means one day we are going to stand before the judgment seat of God. So that each of us may receive what is due for us. The things done while we were in the body. Whether good or bad. So he is talking about the end. By all means, all of us, we all live in a period. We don't live forever. By all means, we shall pass on. And when we do, he says that we shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ one day. And each of us will give an account for what he did or what she did while she or he was in the body. Whether good or bad. That is the end. So he makes a statement in verse 9. So we make it our goal to please him. I want you to repeat that after me. So we make it our goal to please him. Whether we are at home in the body or away from it.
Enti yebomoden se.
Enti ye bomodin se.
Say ye wofio.
Say ye wofio.
Ye free ho.
Say ye free ho.
Ye besoneni.
Ye besoneni. So because he knows that at the end of the day, we are going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, he says that we make it our goal to please him.
Enti o say ye nim se debi no ye be pie atemwa hingwane nim no. Ye boyem bra, ye bomodin se, de be ye no, ye besoneni.
We have to make it our goal. Our primary goal as Christians is to please him. You see, the Holy Spirit that we have received, he is the worker. The area head in Medina is not M.S. Apia.
Area head of Medina is not M.S. Apia.
The owner of the church.
Sorry, Nira.
Is the Holy Spirit. We partner with him. He is the comforter. He is our strength and redeemer. He is our light and our glory. It is because we live that we can face tomorrow. He is our very life. He is the energy of the church. He is the source of our strength. Now, don't joke with him. Paul says that I make it my goal
Paul say, me yeno, me
to to please him. If he is indeed your strength, if you displease him, what is going to be your resource? We make it our goal to please him. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 19, some of the old versions read like this. Do not quench the spirit. And then the key renders it.
Quench not the spirit.
The old King James says, quench not the spirit. Or do not quench the spirit. But you see, you can't quench the spirit. The spirit is the creator God.
You cannot quench him.
So what does that mean? Some of the NIVs read like this, the American version. Do not put out the spirit's fire. It is a better rendering than saying, quench not the spirit. It means that when the spirit comes with fire. You can quench the fire, but not the spirit. The New Living Translation says, don't stifle the spirit. You are suppressing the spirit. You are impeding his flow. He is in you, but you are impeding his flow. You are suffocating the spirit. But
you cannot suffocate it
and kill it.
Now,
but you see, when you are doing that to the spirit, it is to your own detriment. Don't quench the spirit's fire. John says this.
Smile for Johannes.
I baptize you with water for repentance. But after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. So the Holy Spirit comes with fire. You may quench the fire, but you can't kill the spirit. You can stifle the spirit. You can suppress it. But it will be against you.
And so one and now you
home. It will be against the church. Quench not the spirit. This creator, Holy Spirit God, is a holy God. This we should understand. And we need to deal carefully with the Father who is a holy God. Quench not the spirit. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, the Bible says,
in profane Bible say,
a sound like a blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. And now listen to this one. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. On the day when the Holy Spirit was coming, when God was adoring the Holy Spirit, he came with fire. He came with fire. The Bible said they saw.
Bible see who
with their naked eyes.
What you were near Casa
that which seemed to be tongues of fire. It rested on them.
It
didn't bend their hair.
And say one tree.
It didn't destroy them.
And say one.
But where did the fire go?
It entered
into them.
A ra one move.
And the Bible says, and they began.
Bible say na wasas, yeah.
You see, the story of the resurrection of Christ would have been just like any other story.
Christo ni wusori anoka ebaya se anansi sembia kwa.
Because the believers, the apostles, they were somehow giving up.
If you say na etidi phone and a smartphone, na wabemwebu.
Some of them from Emmaus decided to go back to their village. Peter and Co went back to fishing.
Petro nene now for four. We must call apple.
You see, but for the Holy Spirit,
the
story of the resurrection would have been like any other story. But when the Holy Ghost came, the Bible says he came with fire.
Bible says,
and they began. That caused them to explain where Jesus was. Because he told them,
if you say, well, Castro on say,
when I ascend,
say, because ra,
I will not leave you without a comforter.
Me nyamo se nyanka.
I will send the Holy Spirit.
Me de hon hon kron kone beba.
He will be with you forever.
Ono di anemo bet nada.
So when they received him,
enti wajen ono
that fire.
Sa jano.
Kingdom, and they spoke with boldness.
Now,
don't kill the spirit's fire, because you will be with that zeal.
If you say,
you will be with that warmth. If you like, you can ask something. You will become like any ordinary person. The Apostle Paul admonishes Timothy.
Timothy
says, he says, fan into flame. Fan into flame. The gift that is in you. So who will be not so ever before? I catch you, I say,
you see somebody who says, he said, wait, say that I burn more than you.
See, the fire entered into them.
Eternal around.
And don't quench that fire.
Men num sa eternal.
It is your life.
And only one kwa.
It is your strength.
And only one wording.
It is your power.
And only to me.
It is our ability.
And only my mother more.
This fire that the Spirit brings.
Say chaya home home nede ban.
Is the light and the hope of the world.
And only you are sekanya ni any das war.
It is the glory of us. Christians. It shows us the way. So when you quench the Spirit's fire, you will lose direction. You'll be dwelling in darkness even though you have the Holy Spirit. You will be effectively destroying your own glory. When I joined this church, one of the songs that really moved me was this one. Saying this, that our glory is in the one who hung on the tree, and he has brought us a comforter. He has come with fire to lead us. If you don't please him and you please yourself and he decides to withdraw from you, where will your glory be? For some of us, we fear our presiding elders more than the Holy Spirit. So we say that the pastor didn't see. Whilst, so far as the Holy Spirit is concerned, there is no darkness and there is no light. We should make it our goal. to please him.
Sir, ye person any.
The light that he brings,
the
fire that he produces, it gives us warmth. Sometimes you may be a Christian who has lost your zeal. The Holy Spirit is in you, all right. But the issue is with his fire.
And so I can't need him.
It drives away predators. You see, when Paul landed on the island,
Paul Okodru, sir,
Matos,
Sipo, I want more time.
The Bible says he was gathering some sticks.
Bible says na obuabu enye biano
because they were cold.
Na ehwaye nyuno.
They set fire on the sticks.
Enti was soldier, was the enyane soldier.
They wanted it to give them some warmth.
Now ope osie kakra.
And the Bible says because of the heat.
Bible say osie ninti.
A viper came out of the fire.
And now a sweet yabi our same no.
So when they were gathering the wool, the sticks,
and now
there was this viper.
Now a sweet yabi.
They didn't see it.
Well, who know?
Because it was cool.
Now I knew.
But when they set the fire,
and so was so tano.
The viper had to leave.
I was say, oh, Johnny.
See, sometimes we worry too much about witches and wizards. You set your fire. And they will advise themselves. Set the fire. They will advise themselves. Because of the heat, the viper came out. When this fire is burning around you, this fire, it burns in us. It burns before us. It burns behind us. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. I remember one old song.
Hallelujah. Now the fire will burn before you.
It will burn behind you.
It will burn side and side. And let the witches come. This fire will stay away the predators. It purges us. It refines us. It causes things to happen. And then the kicker number boom. See, when there's enough fire,
say a jawa
in you and amongst us,
and away and tema
things happen in our meetings.
And your mercy see away in shiamu.
It causes things to happen.
A man your mercy see.
This fire melts difficult and hard substances.
Say jay and naninyama aya ding.
Difficult cases.
Sama air ding.
This fire will quench it.
It's a it's mean naneno.
Without him.
Say on kahua,
we can't do anything.
Yet me ye be.
You see, Paul puts the same thing in other words in Ephesians.
Paul or Kansas semia or quine for us, so ever Ephesus 4.
In Ephesians chapter 4.
Ephesus 4 woman 89.
Verse 30.
In Chitemu Ediasan.
This time he used another word, not in place of quench or stifle the fire.
I feel or the assemble fra and ye doom and so be canse.
This is what he said.
Or say.
And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you are sealed for the day of redemption. Don't grieve the Spirit. To grieve is to make sad. Is to hurt someone's emotions. And to render impotent. You see, and the things that grieves the spirit, if you read on, they are not things that are suspendable things. He says, get rid of all bitterness. If I'm bitter against you, will you suspend me? Rage. Anger,
a before den
brawling,
affair a cool
slander.
Nessa Ubeka Sam at Wobiso.
Now, when you do this, do we suspend you?
Say, and call for your sir, your bow saying,
oh, sir, what on fire? But we hear more on saying,
You will not be suspended.
But
if these things are in you, it will quench the fire of the Spirit.
But not your mom saying.
But you will not have been suspended.
So what that means is that the Spirit has suspended you. Don't think that you can marry anyhow. Don't think that you can be at loggerheads with people and it is okay. It is not. Don't think that you are slandering people, saying evil things about people, and you think that because they have not heard it, you are free. You are not. You are grieving the Spirit, your very source and strength. Shall we pray and repent of every known sin? Speak with your understanding. Point at it and move away from that one. Don't make the Spirit sad. It will be against you. The Holy Spirit is a Holy Spirit. He eschews evil. It doesn't matter how you may think it is. Sin is sin. He doesn't like it. So I want you to know that you should try as much as possible to please the Holy Spirit 24/7. And you have your burdens rolled away. You have your work cut out for you.
He'll make your work easy.
Yo, yade radio sepa me Jimmy disse asemi ayemfa so e de amao koso na dan nyina tie yen botae eya ade a onipa de sinanim na okon eya dwuma ekose obekwa kodu sa botae no ana ejina ya ode sinani so afa chiro kronkron mu nyina no yehunu babra kenkan akonche oma ene mpaebo ye nyina boa o kristo ni ma okoko pie onyankopon enim a eye no botai afenso abribiara wo shebribi aseno ma ewieye no emmen wo hunu nia wo de ko akosi akowie ewiase yi mono se ye nya dwiri ye ntamadan yigu a ye benya ntamadan foforo ewo sora ye mfa ensa ensi a eno ene ye botai kunini kese a ye ko afenso wabo ye nkoko se ade nyina mu no yebe si ni gina yesa yebe so ewrade ani se yete ase o ewa asase so ana se yente ase ewa asase so a eye asase foforo a mene wo ebe koso yambota nyina ne se yebe so otwedi ampon nyankopon ani afen so o se do not put out the Spirit's fire se ma yen yi nyame onkronkron no gya no endum no afenso hon kronkron ne de owo ho dada tumi ni ahoden kura ne yentimi ku nemo yetimi si no kwan a sabe ye mia na mene a obefi yen ho a ye hye no are ho a obefi yen ho yakọ na eno na wesi ni pise e ba ne sa na we do this to our own detriment ye si no kwan na odwane firi ye ho a na ya boka a ya hre no na e ma ye hre akwankyere a ese ya faso yei ni nsema na poso asomafo Eric Nyamiche ene yen aka ewo ofa edikan ya o chrechre o Kristo ni botai se ohia mpae bo wo nsem bisa bi ana ohia nsem ya WhatsApp yen ana freyen was 020 173 1136 misi subim 020 173 1136 Me din de Emmanuel Dana, wo media ministry pastor. Ewradin Shirao, bye bye. So